I was ready to go, but Mrs. Gross stood still. "And where's the young master?" she asked. "Oh, he's with Quint, in the schoolroom," I replied. "It was a clever little plan. Miles played to me while Flora went away." "And you will leave him there with Quint?" she asked. "Yes. It doesn't matter now." Mrs. Gross took my hand. "Is that because of your letter?" she said hopefully. I took the letter from my pocket and put it on the table in the hall. "Luke will take it," I said. Luke was one of the men servants at Bly. Now I was on the steps.
"What about your hat?"
asked Mrs. Gross. It was a cold grey afternoon. "Flora has no hat, and I can't stop for mine," I said. "Will you come with me, or stay here?"
"With them,"
the poor woman said, and she ran to join me. We ran at once across the garden.